After that, said the Mad Hatter, I cut some more bread and butter. But what did the mouse say? Asked the king. I can't remember, the Mad Hatter said.
You have to remember, the king said, or I'll cut off your head.
I'm a good man, sir, the unhappy Mad Hatter began. But the king wasn't interested now.
You can go, he said to the Mad Hatter.
The Mad Hatter ran out of the room.
Take his head off outside, shouted the queen.
Two men ran after him, but the Mad Hatter ran very fast, and they could not catch him. Alice did not feel very well.
What's wrong with me? She wondered.
And then she understood.
I'm getting bigger again, she thought.
She was between the Duchess and the mouse.
You're hurting me, the Duchess said.
I can't do anything, said Alice. I'm getting bigger.
You can't get bigger here, said the mouse.
Yes, I can, said Alice. You're getting bigger too.
Yes, but not as fast as you, said the mouse.
He got up and sat in a different place.
Call the next person, said the king.
The next person came in. It was the Duchess's cook. The king looked at her.
What do you know about these tarts?
He asked. The cook didn't answer.
Speak,
said the king.
No,
said the cook.
Ask her some questions, the white rabbit said to the king.
All right, said the king. What was in those tarts?
Fish,
said the cook.
Don't be stupid,
said the king.
Call the next person.
Alice looked round.
Who can it be? She wondered.
The white rabbit looked at his paper and read the next name.
Alice,